The TED Talks really consist of speakers who come and who are speaking about change, speaking very, very passionately about work that they're doing in the world that makes a difference. And the beauty about TED Talks is that whether you have an opportunity to be there or not, you will have the ability to be able to hear that message, because the message is spread out through social media channels, for example, YouTube and Twitter.
And now, Michelle, Xavier University is holding a TEDx conference modeled after the TED conferences started in California 26 years ago. But the X does not stand for Xavier University.
Actually, I think a lot of people are going to think that. But in reality, the X stands for Independently Organized TED Event. The official TED event happens in California once a year, and then another one in Oxford in the UK. And then there are TEDx events that can happen all over the country, or really all over the world. And I think the thing that's very, very unique about Xavier University is a Xavier University student applied for and received the license to be able to hold a TEDx event. And this is the first ever in the history of TED, the first TEDx event to be completely student-initiated and student-led as far as the entire conference.
What's the theme of this event, which I understand will have 9 speakers?
Well, first off, the theme for the TEDx event at Xavier is touching the hearts and minds of others through innovation, service, and leadership. And each of the 9 speakers has their own personal talk that ties into that theme.
Who will be attending the event? I understand it's already completely booked.
Yes, it is sold out, but no worries. This event will be live tweeted. So if you're on Twitter, you can follow the hashtag TEDxXavierU, and everything is going to be filmed. All of the talks will be placed on YouTube within 2 days of the conference so that everybody will be able to benefit from the ideas that have been shared.
I know the TED Talks are more than just the message shared by the speakers. Why are they so popular?
TED Talks are interactive. So, for example, for the Xavier conference, there will be breaks in between each grouping of 3 speakers. And during those breaks, the audience members are encouraged to interact with each other. The speakers are going to be sitting there in the audience with the ability to answer questions in small groups. And the point is to get inspired by what's being shared and to come together as a group collaboratively to make a difference in our part of the world.
Share with us, Michelle, some of the past speakers that TED conferences have seen.
Bill Clinton, Jane Goodall, the Google founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, as well as Bill Gates and Al Gore.
And it sounds like the 9 speakers coming to CentOS are pretty impressive, too.
Yeah, and actually one of the speakers is Elizabeth Edwards, and she's responsible for the annual Cincinnati Innovates Prize.
Michelle Beckham Corbin, as always, very informative. Thanks so much for being with us again on WNKU.
Thanks, Sherry.